A Climate Smart Fisheries project has been launched here with the aim of supporting tree fishers and vendors improve climate and disaster resilience. The project is implemented jointly by the Economic Planning Division, the Gender Affairs Division, and the National Emergency Management Organization. Environmental Resource Analyst in the Economic Planning Division, Nyasha Hamilton, provides an overview of the project.
This project has attempted to ensure that climate change and disaster risk reduction actions are better informed by an analysis of gender inequalities, and that the decisions that are taken by governments ensure that the decisions taken by governments reduce inequalities. Some of these underlying gender inequalities are made worse by increasingly intense and frequently experienced climate change and disaster risks within Caribbean societies. We're talking here about destruction of property, damage to assets, injury, and even loss of life. So far, the project has attempted to empower governments to take ownership of their disaster risks, and one of the most prominent ones we've had in the last couple of years in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the eruption of La Soufre, including improved shock responsiveness in national systems and better social protection finance tools for the most vulnerable.
Ms. Hamilton says that the project's ultimate outcome is improved climate and disaster resilience for key vulnerable populations, particularly women and girls.
The objectives of the project are advanced gender-responsive implementation of national adaptation plans, of which St. Vincent approved their national adaptation plan in October of 2019, and adaptation plans at the sector level according to national priorities, focusing on sectors that have greatest beneficial impact for women and girls, such as agriculture, water, tourism. And when we say agriculture, we're talking about the productive sector of agriculture, so that is crop, livestock, and fishing. Supporting representation of the needs and perspectives of the most vulnerable populations in cross-sectoral, inclusive of governance and national climate change planning. Building government capacity for gender-responsive intersectoral access to climate finance through innovative solutions, and building on the work of other partners' work at the national level.
Environmental Resource Analyst in the Economic Planning Division, Nyasha Hamilton. Minister of Gender Affairs, Dr. Rhonda Brewster, says tree farming has played a significant role in the Vincentian culture for many years.
And for most part, women have led this enterprise. We would not have given much thought to this type of farming because we are more familiar with, you know, livestock farming and, you know, agricultural farming, produce to an extent. And for some time, tree have been overlooked. But I'm happy today that Engender and all of the collaborative agencies saw it fit to help the Chichi folks, not only in North Leeward, not only in North Windward, but throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I think that deserves a round of applause.
Minister of Gender Affairs, Dr. Orlando Brewster. I'm Raisa Bruce Lyle with today's special report.